Happy Wednesday.
Sure is, which is great.
It is.
It's not a good time to be a politician. No. A lot of them are in hot water. Mm. You know, there's all this stuff going on locally, as most in within it, Australia, yeah. domestically and internationally.
And they've done it themselves, really. They've put themselves in the hot water.
Yes. Daniel Andrews in a bit of hot water. Gladys.
A bit.
Berger-Lycan. You know, all the long names.
Yeah. Palaszczuk.
And then it just goes further afield, doesn't it? NZ. You know, yes. Cinder Ardern is, you know, anyway.
And then
And then America, let's not even go to America. Let's not even talk there about politics. That one's a powder keg. Yes, so it's a great day to be just alive and a person and not in politics.
I agree. It would be a tough job. Very much in, you know, the public eye, and you're dealing with people's opinions, yes. like literally, and they're like core beliefs.
Yeah.
So no wonder it's a tough job. I certainly wouldn't want that job.
No. And then like it came out something, they tapped one of their phones like years ago and it's only just come out, and I'm like, I wouldn't appreciate my phones being tapped. Like, you know, I have my moments where
for their phones to be tapped.
No, exactly. I'm just thinking, man, that kind of, you know, scrutiny and exposure. I'm like, man, I have some ordinary moments where I don't want someone listening to my shopping list. No.
Guys, that's private.
Should we get that brand of oat milk, babe? Or this?
Hey, coming up this morning in the next half an hour, I have two great stories that I want to share with you.
Oh, good stuff.
One about a guide dog and the other about a woman just taking the most of her moment and doing a little bit of a dance. So we'll talk about that.
The other one about a woman. It's interesting already.
We've got animals and women. What could go wrong?
Christian and Eliza with you this morning. Thrilled to be rocking out the morning. And we'll be back straight after this. It's at 106.5.
It's no secret that I can get my groove on. I like a little bit of a dance, like when the beat drops.
Eliza, I think you can't not get your groove on. I've seen you like doing something else or just not in any kind of mood, and then suddenly, you know, we walk past or some doof car drives past. You know, there's like some, you know, R&B.
You've been
suddenly,
waiting all day to do that sound, haven't you?
It wasn't bad though, was it?
It was pretty good.
Right, anyway, and your shoulders, it just starts boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And then it's even just, I don't know, it's in you.
It is.
It's like every cell of your body is waiting to dance.
It is.
And music gives you permission.
This is true. Music gave this woman definitely some permission. Really? So I've got this great story to share with you today. This woman was captured on CCTV footage, and the story goes that she'd actually just gone for a job interview, found out she'd got the job, and then as she's walking out the building, she's doing this amazing little like woohoo, like victory dance.
Like excited dance.
And
that
it was
she got
caught
the job.
On the CCTV footage. They've shared it. It's gone viral. It's really great, and I thought, so how good, awesome mate. That she was that excited.
Are we able to share that? Can we put that up on our socials maybe? Yep. And that's so cool, especially if she was trying to be understated in the interview, like, yeah.
Yes.
Like, so you've got the job. She's like, yeah, well, okay.
Well, that's my point.
And then
I'm
goes
thinking,
outside, woohoo! Yeah,
probably like, had a lot of pent-up energy, you know, trying to be really serious and professional.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Yes. When do I start? Mm-hmm. What are the conditions?
Oh, I'm very glad I've got the job. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.
Then walks outside.
Cartwheels.
And then just, woohoo! Brought a joy to my day. I hope it brings joy to your day too. Hopefully you're grooving along in the car this morning listening to our tunes.
Yes, we're excited. Whether you got the job or not, we're excited for you. We're cheering
just
you on.
Just and get that little shoulder going.
Yeah, let the shoulders start and then the ankles and then, you know.
The ankles?
Well, I don't know. I can't dance, clearly. Yeah, you would say the shoulder and the hips or something.
That's the problem. You dance with your ankles. It is Queensland Mental Health Week. So here we are again, importantly, talking about the state of our mental health.
So much mental health going on because I think it was International Mental Health Day. And then it was the month of something else, or International Health Month or National Health Month. And then now it's Queensland Mental Health Week.
Yeah. So I'm here.
So much health, so much mental.
Yes, so I'm here to talk about it. Funnily enough, I'm the one that keeps talking about this and not you. But hey, we laugh. But this is actually It's talking about high functioning anxiety.
Right.
I'm going to put my hand up and say I have experienced this. And yes. But this is a part of what we need to be having these conversations, removing the stigma around it.
Mm-hmm.
So just like you would go to the doctor for a sore arm,
yeah.
you can go to the doctor,
yeah.
to, you know, for them to help you know what's going on in your brain and yes. your mental health.
And have some exercises, which again will help your mental plasticity.
Yes. And yeah. people need to know they're not alone. Anxiety yeah. will try to make you think that you're the only one.
Yeah.
And this is why it's important.
And this is part of the why we're such a great couple, because you're at high functioning, you've experienced high functioning, whatever that was.
Anxiety.
Mm. And I usually live in low functioning lethargy.
You just don't tend to worry about much and just, no. yeah, not a details person. No. So anyway, this is a great graph and it says what you see, so what the person sees might be helpful, but how it actually feels for the person suffering is something will go wrong if I don't do everything myself.
Yeah, wow.
So you see a very helpful person.
Yes, yes.
And this is not always the case.
No.
But someone with that high functioning anxiety, meaning they've got anxiety, but they're functioning, they appear to be yeah. functioning completely normal, yep. in inverted commas, you might see an organized person. Actually, my mind frequently jumps to the worst case scenario and I feel out of control if I'm not prepared.
Wow.
So that can be what they're feeling.
Yep.
You might see a hardworking person. On the flip side, I'm not naturally talented or intelligent, so I need to work harder than everyone else.
Yeah.
Detail orientated. I'm fearful of being blamed and criticized if I make even the smallest mistake.
Wow.
So,
now,
yeah.
just to clarify, if you've just joined us, we're not saying this is every person that no. is whatever it is, high functioning or detailed or neat.
No.
But we're saying for people that, you know, the surface, what the perceptions are, can actually be different to someone's internal interior world. And
it's
thoughts.
One facet of yeah. mental health. Obviously, there's a huge range of yeah. This. So a yes person. So you think, oh, they're such a yes person. They're saying yes to everything. And actually they're saying, if I say no, I'll be letting people down.
Mm.
Last one, self-sufficient. If I ask for help, people will think I'm not good enough.
Wow.
So some really, again, to dig a little bit deeper,
yeah.
Make sure those people know that you're there for them.
Yeah.
And if you see someone like that, it doesn't hurt to just kind of
no.
check in and yeah. see, you know, how they're going.
And if you identify with some of those traits at times when you think, oh, wow, I've felt moments like that, then you can practice stretching the muscles in the other direction. So yeah. if you're concerned about letting people down, just say no to everything.
Yeah.
Just to practice, just to learn. I'm like, I can't say no to anything. Just start. Just say no, no, no.
You're and like then, that with me. I'm like, I really find it hard to say no. I really do. So if you're listening, don't ask me because it's really hard. I find it really hard to say no.
And for me, if I say no to you, don't take offense. I say no to everything.
A great piece of advice, actually, yes, you gave me was if I do pluck up the courage to say no, I feel like I need to give so many reasons. Well, it's because of this and then I've got the, and I just, you know, la, la, la. And you'll say, stop. They don't need reasons.
No.
Just say no. I'm like, yeah, but. Then it seems rude and you're like, no, it doesn't. You don't need to give less details, the better. I hear that a lot. Wednesday.
That's it. And look, it's getting towards the end of the year, and a lot of people, life, their profession, their industry, a lot of things have changed this year.
They have.
And they're considering other options.
If you're a person that doesn't like change, tough year for you.
Soz. Yeah. And I just thought we could talk about even like tertiary education, because a lot of friends, it's like, I'm going back to study, or I'm, or they were shut inside pretty much, or stuck in the same town for, 6 months. So they're like, and then a lot of different friends have been going back to uni or going to uni, studying new fields and things like that. And I just wanted to just give a shout out to all those students today.
Yes.
In tertiary education, I'm not shouting out the primary school students today. I'm shouting out the uni students.
I had a stint at TAFE.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You did.
It's a good time of my life, actually.
Yeah. And so I just think it's a great time. And if that's you, and it's a struggle, there's a tension in that where you're probably holding down family and jobs and things like that, and then going, you know what? But I really feel like there's a new direction in my future, and you're doing that at night and stuff like that. It's not easy, but good on you.
It's not easy using your brain at night.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's like muscles; they do get tired, and your brain does as well.
Yep.
And there is an effort, and you're exerting yourself. You might think it's been lockdown this year, but I'm still more exhausted than ever. We understand, and we just want to say good on you.
Good
on you. There could be new horizons and new fields heading into 2021. We need to start talking about 2021. Let's stop talking about 2020. Yes. It's so done. It's so now, but almost finished.
Yeah, bring on 2021. Hopefully we'll see some changes for the better.
Oh, a lot more good news stories, a lot more feel-good stories. Liza, you're full of feel-good stories.
I do, and I'm so glad you said it. After the break, I'm going to tell you a beautiful story about a guide dog.
Woohoo!
Breath as fresh as ice. Christian knows. Wow. Go on,
in
explain.
In the break, you sprung on me with some essential oil. And then you didn't even tell me what it was. You just said, just have a drop of this.
I said, open your mouth. And then I put a drop of peppermint. It's a natural breath freshener.
Yeah. So not normal peppermint oil, which is probably $4 from the supermarket.
Well, you can't ingest that, Christian. They're not really real.
Well, there you go. So this is, you call it an pure essential oil, and call it pure, and then you probably charge, I don't even know, 10 times that amount.
Yep.
Wow. And then you said to me, this is a natural breath freshener.
Yeah. I needed a bit of a pick-me-up, a bit of a wake-me-up. Wow. Do you feel awake?
Well, it did. It sucked all the oxygen out of my mouth.
And what did you say? Tell us what you said.
And I said, you said, this is a natural breath freshener. I said, now I understand why they make unnatural breath fresheners. That was atrocious.
You're still kind of frowning. Did it hurt?
Yeah. Well, it's just like no sugar, really distasteful and really so intense. Good.
I think I put a bit too much on, judging by the look on your face.
Supposed to be a drop and it was a squirt.
I think you meant to just kind of tip it up like on your finger and then dab it on, and I put like a whole drop.
And I trusted you. I had my mouth open and everything.
Okay, donkey.
Oh, dear. Hey, you were going to tell us a feel-good story after you made me feel not good.
Okay.
But my breath is minty fresh.
Wait, listen to this. This will make you feel heaps better, Christian.
Okay.
Get in the zone.
Okay.
All right. So we know how much we love our beloved guide dogs. An amazing work in the communities all over, and really important. This beautiful story is there was a what's the breed of the guide dogs? The Golden Retriever.
Yes.
Golden Retriever who had glaucoma and had his eyes removed. So he's now blind. He has enlisted the help, his owner's enlisted the help of another guide dog to guide him. So a guide dog for a blind dog. He himself wasn't a guide dog, but
that's
he was just so cute. It's beautiful. And then he kind of has like a little tether.
Yes.
And he has no eyes.
Wow.
And this other guide dog leads an actual dog around.
Oh my goodness, that's cute.
It's so cute.
Cuteness overload.
So a guide dog for a blind dog. Is there any end to what these amazing animals can do?
I'm going
to
ask you this, and you may not know. Is the blind dog, that dog a former guide dog?
No, it wasn't. But it's the same breed. It's a Golden Retriever.
Yeah, wow.
Or Labrador, whatever.
So cute. There are still a lot of good news stories in the world.
I hope that makes you feel good. It made me feel all warm and fuzzy.
And that may feel like you're 2020, but 2021 is coming. Next year is almost upon us.
Yes.
You may feel like a blind guide dog.
Yeah, we all kind of needed a guide dog this year, didn't we?
We did.
Christian is still minty fresh after his run-in with an essential oil.
It was Arctic. It was that cold.
But how good do you feel now?
I do feel good now.
Yep.
Because oxygen has returned to my being.
Pure you know what? Peppermint I did actually oil, give it to one of our kids and they had probably a very similar reaction.
Yeah.
Christian, something that doesn't leave our breath as fresh, well, not ours in particular, but are cigarettes, and you know, even smokers will attest to that. That's not a criticism.
Yeah.
So apparently there is a new plan to stub out cigarettes in Australia, which actually could leave smokers, you know, pretty much having to purchase, well, having to purchase with a prescription or at a pharmacy. So rather than being able to get them at the supermarket, they've got to get their script or they've got to get it at the pharmacy. I don't know how you feel about this.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, what a resilient market where, you know, back in the day where they used to just be able to see them.
That's true.
And then now they passed the laws where you had to put pictures on them and warning signs about what they do. And so there's still a box with like, you know, a lung with stuff on it, and whatever else. And then they went next level where the shops couldn't even display the boxes.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, you know.
I like your take on that, a resilient market. It's true.
It really is. So now you've got a shop that you can see nothing in it. It's purely white with closed cupboards and it still seems to survive because they sell cigarettes.
Any other products that they did that to would be like, no thanks.
Sorry, you can't see any of the colour, any of the flavour, nothing. And there you go.
Yeah, if it was on sugar and you got to see what it does inside your, you know, your system, I think people go, maybe not.
So that is very interesting. Mm. And now it's next level again. I mean, you know, well, they're talking about it, aren't they?
Yes.
Where you may only down the track, there's a proposition you could only purchase them through a pharmacy.
Yes, and because I think, with a script. So because I think in years gone past, people have talked about making them illegal, but then the problem is that then there becomes, you know, they're an addictive substance.
Yes.
So once people are in there, it's actually a genuine addiction. Yeah. And so just making them illegal then, you know, it causes a whole nother plethora of problems.
Yeah. I mean, you think back even 50 years before that and the kids would just go down and buy them, like for their parents and stuff like that. Or you'd see old photos of like the 19-whatevers, 40s or something, and there's little kids like 6 and 8 just –
It wasn't that long ago, Christian, that smoking you could – it was in offices and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's right. So, in our lifetime.
Yes.
So it's –
So it's always evolving.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting concept there. We shall follow that one closely.
Yeah. Thanks, Eliza.
Someone we hear on the airwaves, Hamish Blake, and his wife, Zoe Foster, they're actually the new face of the Australian, the Tourism Australia campaign, which is Holiday Here this year.
Yes.
So, which, you know, these last past holidays.
Look, I love it. I think they're brilliant and I like the idea of the campaign. I've got to say, it does sound like a mum and dad came up with this. When the kids are going, school holidays, where are we going? And the mum and dad
go, we're going to holiday here this year.
We're going to holiday here at home. Yay!
Oh, look, it's great. It's not silly on Tourism Australia's behalf really, that's already what people are doing and they've just jumped on it and you're like, oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, we're going to holiday here.
I love
it. That's groundbreaking.
As a parent, I love that idea because I'm like, the less we're forced or, you know, guilted into spending money, the better.
So. I just think we all came up with their slogan and they're going to get the big bucks from it and then it's us. Anyway, it's funny.
And in true Hamish style, he just put a different tone on it, right?
Of course.
It's like, oh, we have to holiday here this year. He's like, what if we say holiday here this year?
Look, so it is great and it's so important to, look at what you've got around you. Get in amongst it.
Yeah.
We've got such amazing resources and beautiful
so many options.
And
so many options.
Everything here in Australia. Yep. So it's so great.
Was that, the Queensland Tourism Board or the Australian?
Australian. Yep. Holiday here this year.
Great. That's
like
really lovely.
I said we are going to.
Like we had a choice.
Yes.
Like we had a choice, Australia.
Well played.
Don't go anywhere else. Why don't you stay home? Isn't that what you've just locked down everything to do?
Something so funny Hamish and Zoe spoke about, which I can relate to,
really?
Is that they actually admitted to hiding from their children during quarantine.
That's excellent.
And what's funny is that I thought, you know, as a parent, if you're listening, you may have been there.
Yeah.
There was a viral video of a mum a few years back that was hiding in her pantry eating lollies. And then her kid comes like, puts her hand under, mummy, are you in there? So, you know, we need a bit of space sometimes. And look, they're in Melbourne. Yeah, so yes. Lockdown has been very lengthy and it's their second round, all that kind of stuff. I know here we've got a lot of space.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think I'm just going to go for a bit of a walk. They still find me.
Yeah.
They still find me.
If you think they've got snacks, they're watching TV or something, or they're colouring in and they're fine, and you take a few strolls, a few steps outside and they're mum.
Yeah, it's a compliment, really.
It is. They love you. We love you and adore you.
They need us. Yes. And it's good.
It's true. So holiday here. Put a good spin on
holiday
it.
Holiday here. Not in your closet. Don't hide. Kanye West. It's a name we've heard sometimes in good light. Sometimes not so good light.
It does sound, you can say it almost like a four-letter word, can't you? Kanye West.
Kanye West.
It just has so much connotation.
Love him or hate him.
Yeah.
He's out in the public eye.
He sure
and
is.
Still doing all that he can, apparently, to become the next US president.
Well, why not?
Will the irony ever end?
Why not have a go?
I mean, we thought, you know, when Trump got in, it was like, what?
Someone in
and
business?
And now it's, you know, the rapper from then next
the rapper.
Door.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think DT...
What?
Donald
Trump.
Oh,
Donald Trump, yeah.
I think he changed it to where now it's someone who already has his own money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so now Kanye's probably like, you know, just share the love.
Well, Obama paved the way for, you know, black African Americans.
Yes.
It's like I feel like Trump in his own weird way paved the way for other people to just think, well, if Trump can do it, I can do it.
He has inspired many, maybe not in the way he thought.
But no, exactly. So now we've got all these people coming out of the woodworks thinking they can run the country.
You know, Kanye, one of his recent songs in recent years was Follow God. You know, he had this spiritual awakening and it was Follow God. So maybe he's going to just change a version of that instead of Follow God to Follow Me.
Follow Me. Hopefully he's still following God if he is going to lead, you know, the US.
Lead the US. He's going to need all the prayers he can get.
Absolutely.
Actually, anyway.
You know, so the moral of the story is listening, you know, this morning.
Yeah, dare to dream.
Yeah, dare to dream.
Have a go.
If they can do it, you can do it. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so bright.
Okay,
I don't know the rest. I don't know the rest.
Like a diamond in the sky?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Okay, no.
Oh, I don't know.
Do this another time.
It's been
off air.
So long. Sorry, yes. Hey, astronomers, Christian, have witnessed the extraordinary moment that a star the size of our sun, that's a big star.
It's quite large.
That is a twinkle, twinkle,
pretty much
big star.
Larger than anything we've had experience
yes.
on Earth.
It was ripped apart by a supermassive black hole millions of, you know,
really?
Light years
How does a
away.
Black hole rip apart a sun?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an astronomer. But there's vision of it. You can actually see what they saw and it looks like
It sounds something. Like the folklore out of, you know, Thor and Loki or something.
I just think it's amazing. Like we're just here on Earth and actually all that stuff that's going on up there.
It sounds like a Marvel comic, Avengers. A massive star has been ripped apart by a black hole.
A supermassive. Actually, it's written down as one word. I'm not sure if that's actually a word.
It's starting to sound like it was written by a kindergarten guy.
Supermassive.
It's supermassive.
You're right. I got Alaska's workbook and she wrote a story.
No. Was it from a credible news source?
Yes. It's an actual thing that happened. A star was ripped apart by a supermassive black hole.
Really? Where's the reporter from? Hollywood?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, look up tonight. Maybe you'll see.
Maybe there'll be some star shrapnel.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Which direction? Does it say where this other
No, millions
galaxy?
Of light years away.
In a land far, far away.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Is the text that you're reading, is it getting smaller at the top of the screen?
I don't like you questioning my story retrieving.
Is it in the Star Wars theme song? Is that getting played as well?
Well, you find your own stories then. It is Wednesday.
Yes.
And I've got to go.
It was Wednesday. Well, it still is all day.
It still is.
It is all day. But you've got to head off, Eliza.
Yes, I do.
And rock out and shine like a, not like a star the size of our galaxy getting ripped apart.
Yeah, by a supermassive black hole. I'll shine a little differently.
No, you're just going to shine.
Hopefully.
Yeah, bedazzle.
Yes.
Twinkle.
Okay.
You do have a twinkle in your eye.
It's because I'm looking at you.
Oh, bless. Yeah. Well.
Oh, gross for everyone listening.
Yeah, gross, guys. Come on. This is breakfast. Hey.
That's why I'm leaving.
Well, look, thank you so much for your company this morning. I'm talking to everyone else and you, Eliza. Look, it's been super fun.
Super massive
super
fun.
Super massive.
Super massive.
It's been a super
fun.
Massive show. We've got an even more super massive show.
You know
show.
What? That is the word of the week. I'm going to see how many times I can use super massive in a conversation with anyone.
Okay, deal. I'll do the same. Super okay. massive.
I dare you to try and use super massive, but in it like in a Zoom meeting or in a serious
yes, a staff meeting,
meeting
or with other adults in okay. a business setting. And watch if they
challenge
come
and, accepted.
Yep, and look okay. them in the eye. When, seriously,
super massive.
And then see if they do a head tilt or a squint, like yep. an eye squint. Like, really, is that a word? Or if All they right. just accept it and go, mm-hmm, yep. Great.
Okay, so your challenge is you have to do it, though, in a serious setting.
Yeah, super massive.
Super massive.
Look, if you can, have evidence without it being weird, if you can film yourself or at least record the audio if it's yes. appropriate, and we'd love to
Our
hear
challenge
it.
To you today is use super massive in a serious conversation.
Serious
if you
conversation.
Can record it and send it to us, even better. We will replay it.
That's it. We'll give you a call. We want to find out the details. Text through 0439781117. We'd love to hear from you.
It's been a super massive day, but I've got to go.
Your name and super massive to text through to 0439781117.